The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of Pastor Andy's Traditional Christian Message, originally broadcast on Sunday, May the 25th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled The Parables of Jesus 31, The Steward on Trial, Interpreting the Times. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 reads as follows, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So here is the King James Version of The Steward on Trial, Interpreting the Times, which can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 42 through 48. And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him, shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." You have been part of the Traditional Christian Message entitled The Parables of Jesus 31, The Steward on Trial, Interpreting the Times. I want to thank all of you for joining me in prayer. We will reconvene next Sunday. And until then, folks, stay strong, God bless, and bye for now.